following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Homer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, and I can't believe he's back. I didn't run him off last game. R.J. Burns. R.J., man, you blessed me so much. Now I'm even happier. You are back next to me. We're at Comer High School, and, you know, we talked about records, but you can throw records away.
Yeah.
You know, this is a Monday night after Thanksgiving. Comer comes in at 2-0, and they'll be facing the Lincoln Golden Bears at 1-2.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm just glad to be back, be on the call with you tonight for Lincoln and B.B. Comer. But as you said, records can get thrown out to a book at this early in the stage. But the thing I like about this is it's still early in the season, so both teams can still show what they have. Also, it's still a lot in the season, so you're still learning your team, still learning your team chemistry and everything. So it's a really good time to play some basketball on a Monday, especially after Thanksgiving break.
It is. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I had a good time with my family and mine, and I'm sure these boys ate a lot too, so they got to get all that worked out. But you know, they're kind of getting in the rhythm now. You know, they got the first few games out of the way. Really good for our Comer Tigers. I mean, they had a very impressive game at Vincent. They played. It's off the tip of my tongue.
Not sure.
Not Westminster, but I believe it was here, and,
okay,
they were down by 24 points and came back and won that game. We have two resilient guards, Cam Gaddis and number one, Christian Robertson, who both are 30-point players. And we saw against Vincent how many shots Cam Gaddis missed in that game. That was his first game back. He just was released from the doctor the day before the Vincent game. So he is only going to get better.
Yeah, you talk about Cam Gaddis. He's a guy who's very athletic. Obviously, his first game at Vincent, he had a very good game. But this thing about Comer is I like how they play. They play fast. They're also very physical. You know, they may foul sometimes, but at the same time, they know what they have to do. So we got to kind of see tonight what they're going to do versus a Lincoln team who's 1-2 on paper. But at the same time, looking at a warm-up now, they have some length. They play really fast. But this kid, Braden Collins, is pretty good, you know. So I'm kind of interested to see what he's going to do tonight versus the B.B. Comer team. And he's a guy who can score the ball. He can play defense. He can do some fast things on offense. So looking forward to see what they can do tonight versus B.B. Comer Tigers.
And you talked about it. The foul trouble we can get in. We had some fouls away from the ball against Vincent, and a very important player that needs to stay on the court for the B.B. Comer Tigers is number 11, Israel Duncan. He is one of those, just a very solid basketball player, a tough defender, a tough rebounder. When he's not on the court, it's different.
Yeah, high school basketball, you need that. You need somebody who can rebound but also can play defense and offense. You know, need somebody who can set some screens, somebody who can be dependent upon. So looking forward to see what Israel Duncan can do tonight versus Lincoln Golden Bears.
Well, I tell you what, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back for the tip-off of the Comer Tigers versus the Lincoln Golden Bears right here on Kix 100.3.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayette Full Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, and it's heating up, RJ. Like you said, we got some music pumping in here. Both teams finish up their warm-ups, and I believe we're going to be in for another really good basketball game.
Yeah, that's kind of what you expect, especially games coming off a break. You know, some teams have tournaments, some teams don't do anything, but when you have games coming off a break, it's kind of to see where your feet are. You know, you're saying, like you said, everybody has time to eat, spend time with family, but at the same time, it's time to lock back in, it's time to play some basketball, because it's still a long season. This thing about basketball, you have a lot of games. And, you know, you kind of want to see where you at, especially it's still being early in the season. So looking forward to a good game tonight.
Yeah, it's tough, RJ. You know, man, these kids, they just got back from Thanksgiving break today. I talked to one of the Comer Cheer sponsor up there. Her husband works for me out at work, and they've been here since 4 o'clock. You know, these kids have been in school since 7:30 this morning. Didn't have the opportunity to leave, and by the time they walked back in their house tonight, it's going to be after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the thing about basketball season. It's like a marathon. It's a lot of games. You know, when you're playing basketball, you have B team, varsity girls, varsity boys, so it's always a fun time. Maybe the time advantage is not good, but you know, it's always a good time to see high school kids compete, especially at a level game like this. So, you know, it's very challenging, because it's a lot of games. You have a lot of practice during the week, but at the same time, it's just good to be competitive and have fun.
Now, you are a lot younger than me. How did you find time to study in the midst of doing all of this?
Well, you know, when I was in high school, we had study hall. So on days, and then we had, like, early periods. So, like, sometimes, like, later in the day, around, like, 2 or 1 o'clock, we had time to do our work. We had study hall period, because my coaches were all about academics, which I believe every coach should be about academics. So they let us do our work, and if we weren't doing good, sometimes they would let us, you know, kind of take some time and, you know, balance them, because it's a student athlete. So the student first year and the athlete next. So I always had a chance to balance all my schoolwork.
We're about 40 seconds away from tip-off. The Lincoln Golden Bears are in black tonight with gold trim and gold numbers. And the Comer Tigers will come out tonight in white. They have their
pullovers on.
But the thing that's different, RJ, this year, I believe, from the Comer Tigers from last year, we got some kids that came off the bench. We saw that in Vincent. We saw Isaiah Hall, what little Isaiah was able to do. Ronaldo Riggins coming off the bench. And you know, he's known for his defense, but Ronaldo can hit some big threes along the way.
Yeah, the good thing about coming off the bench is sometimes your best player has to come off the bench. You know, you want that spark. You may need something that the coaches and teams looking for. So I know as an athlete, it's not always easy to come off the bench, but sometimes coming off the bench is not a bad thing.
They need to make an award for it. They do in pro. You got the sixth man, and it is. It's so important when you can spell a starter and contribute to the team. You're not just taking up space on the court, but you're contributing to the team. Well, we will not get official starting lineup, so it'll be for the Comer Tigers, it'll be number 2, Jaden Morgan, number 0, Cam Gaddis, number 11, Israel Duncan. It's going to be number 1, Christian Robertson, and number 20, Caleb Shurum. Christian only scored 31 points against Vincent. Cam Gaddis had 27.
You say only 31, but for high school, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot. And for two players to be hovering around that 30-point mark,
yes,
in high school, that's big. Tipping off will be Cam Gaddis and Amari Bell. This time, Cam, he's a little shorter of the two. But the Comer Tigers will come away from the tip, and Cam Gaddis will have it. He'll get it to Morgan, back to Gaddis, cross court, Robertson. Robertson to Duncan. Duncan on the right wing. And they'll start it back up top with Robertson. Left wing Morgan takes his eye off that pass and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's not a good start by Comer, but at the same time, Lincoln was sitting back and playing defense. They just made their defense make them make mistakes, and that's what B.B. Comer just did early in the game, made a mistake right there on the pass.
That's Shepard. He'll get it in to Ellis in the backcourt. Comer in man defense. Ellis trying to get the ball inside, and they do. Good job by the Comer defense. That was Bell.
Yeah, they did a good job of defending that. They were trying to go to the big man. They were trying to go to Mari Bell, but it got deflected right there by Comer.
The inbound to Bell. Ball on the court. Duncan will have it. Man, Duncan. That was almost like a WWE splat right there.
He was showing great effort, got in the ball, got down to it. So that's the only thing that matters.
Here comes Cam Gaddis. He'll, one of the few times you'll see him walk it over half court. Cam looking to get the ball inside. He does. That's Shurum on the box. And he'll turn around the fadeaway and hit it. And the Comer Tigers score the first 2 points of the game.
It's a good move right there by Caleb Sharon, kind of backed down with the fadeaway, was able to draw some contact and get the 2 points right there. I just want to see it in a big man. That was a good job by Caleb Sharon.
Ellis with the basketball. He's got Roberts on him. 3-point shot by Ellis off the mark. Fight for the rebound. And that's going to be pulled away by Lincoln. 3-point shot missed. Here comes Israel Duncan. And they'll get it up top. Gaddis. Corner. Morgan. That's going to be rebounded by Bell. And here comes Lincoln. That's going to be Shepherd with the miss. And Bell will follow it up. And we're tied up at 2. Gaddis. In the lane, and fingertip just didn't quite roll in that time. But he'll steal it on one end, coast to coast.
Now, that's what that young man does well. He's going to get the ball. He's going to make a steal, but also he's going to score the ball. So in transition, you have to know where he's going to be at all times.
The He is on defense.
It's also another young man right there, Braden College. You have to know where he's at. He's a ball player, so he's going to make plays.
He'll put it in, tied up at four. Here in the first, Morgan goes up with a shot to get his own rebound. Handed off to Gaddis, left wing. Gaddis, long three-point shot. Fight for the rebound. The ball will go out of bounds off of Caleb Shurum, Lincoln basketball. Both teams playing some pretty good defense. Ellis brings the ball up. He'll hand it off to Collins. Now Ellis. We're working on Bell. And we're going to have a lane violation on Lincoln and a timeout with 4:39 to go in the first, tied at four. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. 4:38 to go in the first. Tied at four. Caleb Shurum, three-point shot. A little too strong. That ball will be kicked out of bounds. Probably not the best shot you want your big man to take.
No, sometimes you have to be patient in this. It looks like they're very anxious right there.
And down to the other end, I believe. Yeah, Shurum's going to pick up the first foul of the game. He and Amari Bell they've been banging pretty good. Down low, and Bell will go to the free throw line for two shots. He'll hit the first of two. Line it up for a second shot, and that'll roll around and go in. 6-4 Lincoln. Long pass ahead to Morgan. Morgan tried to pass it, couldn't pass it, got the ball back, and puts it in.
Yeah, Lincoln is trying to create a press. The BB Comer's going to slow down and find what's going to work. They're doing a good job of breaking the press so far, but you have to run a press break in order to get the press.
Shot up in the air. Fight for the rebound. That's going to be Caleb Shurum. He's going to pick up two quick fouls. He'll come out of the game. Ronaldo Riggins will check in. Israel Duncan on defense. Three-point shot from Lincoln, in and out, but too easy. That's Shepherd with a rebound putback.
Yeah, you have to box out right there. I mean, when the guy's over your back, my coach always told me put a body on somebody. So in a case like that, you're going to have to put a body on Jamichael Shepherd because he went up and got that ball. He elevated, so that's what you don't want to continue to have all night.
Then an errant pass, ball out of bounds. Turnover, Lincoln basketball. Shepherd again in the lane. He'll miss it. It's going to be Bell with the rebound. They're going to call jump ball to be Lincoln basketball under the basket. We got a little extra.
I'm getting physical right there. I mean, look like me back in my high school days, man. I was a big man. I love to get physical under that goal. I want that man to know he's going to feel me all night.
Israel Duncan almost a head shorter than Bell, but hanging in there with him. They'll get it to Shepherd. Morgan will almost pick it. That's Collins. He goes in the lane. That ball will be knocked out of bounds. Good defense, Israel Duncan. The ball will go out on Collins.
Very good defensive stop, but look like you can see Braden Collins shaking his head like, man, that's a foul right there. But that's good defense.
Full court, trapping press, and an errant pass will be picked off by Lincoln. Shepherd will miss it, get his rebound, and put it in for two. 10-6, Lincoln. Ooh.
Ooh. Who scored that last bucket?
Five. Israel Duncan, long pass down court. And
that didn't look too good right there.
Yeah, RJ, I'm glad he got up because he did the semi-splits, but
you just have to be here in person to see what kind of slide there was. It looked like it was pretty hurt, but he's an athlete, so he's going to hop back up. That's what you want to see in a good player like Israel Duncan.
Lincoln basketball under the goal. They get it in, and that is going to be a foul. That was Ellis taking it to the basket. He'll miss the layup. Foul will be on Riggins, and it'll put Jermichael Ellis to the free throw line for two shots. Ellis puts the first one in. 2:57 to go in the first. 11-6. Lincoln with the lead. Second shot will bounce around go in. We got time on the court. We'll take time with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
2:57 to go in the first. 12-6, the Lincoln Golden Bears lead the Comer Tigers. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, Comer basketball. Guess we weren't ready to throw the ball. A do-over. Not many sports do you get do-overs. Gaddis will get it in. Over to Robertson. Back to Gaddis. Back to Robertson. Now Gaddis. Robertson long three-pointer. And that will rim out. But Israel Duncan will pick up the steal, take the three-point shot, miss it. Cam Gaddis will get it, feed it to Robertson. He's lost the ball going up, and it's going to go out of bounds.
In a situation like that, you got to be under control. It looked like everybody was kind of anxious, everybody trying to score, but at the same time, just take your time. See what the defense is giving you. Don't try to be so nervous to score the ball. And that's exactly what Comer did right there on that last drive, just trying to score so fast.
Looks like Comer has settled into a 2-3 zone. That's a good move by Coach Satcher. They were getting hurt a little bit down low. So how to solve that? Put a couple more bodies in the lane. Ellis with the basketball. It's going to be Collins in the corner for three. He'll miss it. But once again, Jamichael Shepherd will pick up a rebound and put it in for two.
Yeah, you got to box him out and know where the playmakers are. Jamichael Shepherd and the big man, number 23, Amari Bell. You got to know those guys right at all times.
Christian Robertson goes in with his left hand, his first 2 points. 14-8. Lincoln, three-point shot by Amari Bell.
Yeah, we just got finished talking about Amari Bell. So this young man can do everything in the paint, but he also shoot the ball in the perimeter, so you have to know where he's at all times.
Robertson with the basketball. And he's going to slip. That's going to be jump ball, and that will be Lincoln basketball. Second slip we've seen by a Comer player on that end of the court. Ellis will bring it up, guarded by Morgan. Shepherd with the basketball. They'll try to get the ball inside. It'll be picked off. Here comes Cam Gaddis. Gaddis up.
Cam, it looked like he wanted to try to go up and dunk the basketball, but that was just a good defensive play right there by Jamichael Shepherd. Way to defend the ball and stop him from dunking. Wow, that was a great play.
Robertson will throw it in for the baseline. A risky pass is going to be picked off. And Braden Collins will hit the layup with 28 seconds to go in the first, 17-8, Lincoln.
That's the young man I talked about in the pregame. Braden Collins, have to know where he's at. He's going to make plays. I like how he gets down the court fast in transition, but he also finds a way to finish for the and one.
So he didn't get fouled. So just the two-point layup.
Wow.
Cam Gaddis. Will drive in, and he'll lose it, and it'll go off his leg. And RJ, it seems like a lot. Comer players, they are forced. They're forced.
Yeah, they are. And Lincoln doing a good job of making them force bad plays and playing good defense.
Wow, Braden Collins with his 6 point half court shot by Robertson is no good. And we end one period of play, 21-8. The Lincoln Golden Bears with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
We'll start the second period from B.B. Comer High School. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, 21-8. The Lincoln Golden Bears with early lead.
Yeah, and I had chance to listen to that little bit, that conversation the coach getting to the players. He said they're out hustling us, they're out playing us, and that's really what they're doing. Right now, showing Lincoln really wanted, so Comer's going to have to do something right here to try to get going offensively.
Robertson, top of the key. Gaddis misses a three-pointer. Now Morgan with the basketball. He'll drive in. And that ball will go off a Lincoln defender. And the Tigers will throw it in from under the basket. They get it in. Israel Duncan. Duncan's shot's going to be blocked by Bell. And that's Ellis who goes up for it. I guess that wasn't a foul. I don't know what happened right there. Gaddis with the basketball. Up and under, he'll miss it. And another rebound.
You can't run, turn on foul.
By Lincoln. Cam Gaddis having a hard time. Two big scorers, Gaddis and Robertson, 2 points apiece. Shepherd with the basketball. To work it up top to Ellis. Now Shepherd, jump step in the lane. And that's going to be Ronaldo Riggins. And that's going to be two on Ronaldo Riggins. Isaiah Hall getting set to come into the game. Kadarius Swain also. First free throw by Shepherd. A little too strong off the back iron.
Got to hit those free throws. Those are always a difference maker in the game. You know, they're free, but at the same time, they're worth a lot of points. So you want to hit those free throws in crucial moments like this.
After all the substitutions, Shepherd will shoot the second one. He'll make that one. 6:58 to go in the second, 24-8. Lincoln over Comer. Gaddis, you get the ball to Robertson. Now Swain. Back to Robertson. He gets a screen by Shurum. Takes it in. He'll miss it. And Shepherd will get the rebound. Here comes the Lincoln Golden Bears. And that's going to be a backcourt violation. Good defense by Comer.
Yeah, I like how, for the most part, the referees were letting them play, be physical. That's what you want to see in a good high school game. Let the guys make plays and call the fouls as necessary.
Robertson with the basketball. Now Swain, left wing. Get it to Gaddis. Gaddis cross court. Isaiah Hall, shot missed. Rebound Lincoln. Shepherd goes in with the left hand.
Yeah, he just went all the way. I mean, young man right there, he won the basket. He went right into the lane and penetrated and was able to get some good points right there.
9 points for Shepherd. Here comes Gaddis. Big basket for Cam. Long pass in the corner. That pass goes off the bottom of the backboard. Shot missed. Rebound, Comer. Here comes Gaddis again in the lane with the right hand. He goes up and under the rim and puts it in.
Gaddis could be starting to feel himself right now. I mean, that was a good little layup right there. Got to the basket, and he was just, man, what a way to finish.
Looked a little more control on those drives.
Yes, exactly.
Two-shot foul. And that's going to be on Robertson. And I don't have a foul for Lincoln. One, two, three, and five for the Comer Tigers. That's going to be Jackson Thomas, a 6'5 junior, to the free throw line.
6'5", wow.
And that free throw came down from the rafters. I like that. Get a little air underneath
it. Yeah, exactly.
Thomas's second shot.
Did that come from the Raptors as well?
It did. Big man got some touch. Here comes Robertson. Get it to Duncan. Duncan to Gattis. Gattis to Swain. Israel Duncan in the corner. He'll drive in the lane. Go up off the glass. Miss it. Cam Gattis with the rebound. Three-point shot. It's off the mark. Duncan with the rebound. Duncan goes up. He'll miss it. But there's Robertson. And he'll get the rebound and put it in for two. 28-14, Lincoln. 4:23 to go in the second.
What you call second chance opportunity. Did a good job of getting the rebound, going back up with it, and being strong.
A hot pass that time from Shepard, trying to get it into Thomas. It'll go off of Thomas's hand out of bounds. We're going to need a few more of those to scratch our way back into this game. Gattis will bring it up. Three-point shot in and out. Isaiah Hall almost pulled the rebound down, but it'll
score over now.
Hey, take that court right there.
Looks like we had a scoreboard malfunction.
It's a bad spot for it to be plugged in the middle of the stands.
I know, it's short
in the seats.
On and off.
There comes Lincoln. Shepard in the lane. That ball was.
Ooh, that's a questionable call right there, man.
They're going to get Isaiah Hall for a foul. And Lincoln will go back to the free throw line. And that is Shepard. And he will hit the first. This will be his fourth free throw. And he's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 11 points for Shepard. Coma Tigers looking for a basket. Robertson from the left wing.
Let's go.
He'll put the three-pointer up, and it's in and out. Rebound Lincoln. And a steal by Cam Gattis. And handed off to Christian Robertson. Now back to Gattis. Gattis behind the back in the lane. He'll get it in the corner. Isaiah Hall. And he'll miss a three-point shot. We got it. Good defense by Robertson. A missed shot by Lincoln. And here come the Tigers. Duncan trying to back it in. He'll get it top of key. Hall. That's Swain for three. He'll miss it. Isaiah Hall, offensive rebound. Get it to Robertson. A low pass to Israel Duncan. And Duncan tried a between the legs pass right to a Lincoln Bear.
Yeah, those type of passes just not going to work in the paint. You have to be smart. It's like he tried to have a pass to bail him out, but at the same time, he want to be smart and not just make a turnover like that.
The Tigers are bailed out on a traveling call on Lincoln. Robertson to Riggins. Now back to Duncan. Swain with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Hall. Short pass to Duncan. Duncan looking to drive in the lane. And they're going to call that on the floor. It's going to be a foul. We don't have a 14. On the roster. Three-point shot. Swain, another rebound for Isaiah Hall. Now Robertson with a three-pointer off the mark. And Swain will save it. But right to a Lincoln player. Good defense by Swain. That's nice hustle coming down the court. And he'll pick a, he'll get a steal. And probably a good time for a timeout, Coach Satcher. 1:43 to go in the second. 30-14, Lincoln with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
1:43 to go in the second. 30-14, the Lincoln Golden Bears lead the Comer Tigers. Well, RJ, what do you think that Comer timeout was all about?
I think, I mean, you can just kind of slow down. Just see what you can do. I mean, slow down, run it. First of all, establish an offense and get something going that works for your offense that allows you to put some points on the board before you go to half.
Robertson, nice pass. Nice pass inside Israel Duncan, and Duncan will get his first 2 points of the game. And then he'll pick up a foul in the backcourt. Morgan and Gaddis will come into the game. Israel Duncan and Isaiah Hall will check out. Hole the basketball. Easy pass inside. That's Xavier Ragland with a real easy layup in the lane.
Kind of went in with a left-hand layup on the right side. You have to be very talented to make a layup like that, and that's exactly what he did.
Three-point shot by Comer being rebounded by Lincoln. Another kind of one-and-done possession. 42 seconds, three-point shot. Missed by Lincoln, rebounded by Lincoln under the goal. That's Ragland with the basketball. And a block by Robertson. But Lincoln's going to come away with it again. And a three-pointer by Ja'Cory Ritten.
I like how they set that up. And it was patient. He saw him on a double team right there, dished it out to him. Was able to get 3 points right there for Lincoln. Very smart play.
Comer Tigers holding it for the last shot. But Robertson better get going. Three-point shot off the mark. Rebounded by Lincoln. And we will go to the half. 35-16. The Lincoln Golden Bears for the lead. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the first half of basketball here from B.B. Comer High School. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch
Rush today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome to halftime from B.B. Comer High School. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. R.J., 35-16. The Lincoln Golden Bears have come in to this court and owned the first half of basketball.
Yeah, and I kind of knew coming in because, I mean, I had a chance to watch Lincoln play against Sylacauga, and I watched them on YouTube, watched the film today, and I kind of tell, man, they're going to run the court, they're going to run up and down the court, they're going to make plays. But one thing that stood out to me is, you know, how aggressive they're being. They're not waiting for anything to come to them. They're going to get every rebound, every dead ball. They're hustling. They're playing fast. And this DeMichael Shepherd guy, I mean, he's just playing a really good basketball right now. So if Carmen want to be victorious tonight, they're going to find a way to stop him, but also trying to do some things that's going to help them maybe, like, find a rhythm in their offense. So right now it's been a good game so far, despite the score.
For the Comer Tigers, leading the way in scoring, and four of those 6 points came in the second, is Cam Gaddis with six, Robertson with four, Jaden Morgan with two, Israel Duncan with two, Caleb Sherman with two. Not a lot of scoring for the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, and I believe once they figure out who their main scorers are, once you kind of get an offensive set, but right now, just they trying to let everybody score, everybody working around the perimeter. So we want to see a rhythm, but if you want to find a rhythm, you have to have one fast. I mean, because Lincoln is playing very fast, or Comer, you're going to have to find something that's going to help work for you. I mean, because we know the type of player Cam Gaddis is right now. He don't have that many points, but at the same time, he's still playing well defensively and offensively. So maybe we can see what the changes will be coming out of halftime when they come out the locker room and what kind of adjustments are going to be made from here coming on out.
Because you hear a lot of times, RJ, that you're to start your offense is the defense. You got to have the defense start the offense, but we've had a tough time. If we've made a defensive stand, we've had a tough time on offensive end because it's been a kind of what I said a few minutes ago, kind of a one and done. It's just a 3-point shot, you miss it, Lincoln rebounds, and here they come again.
Yeah, Lincoln doing a good job of, they're doing a great job of boxing out and what they call, my coaches call it second chance opportunity, second chance points. Doing a good job of boxing out, following their shots, and man, they're going up for every rebound. So if you're B.B. Comer, you want to find a way to box those guys out, but you also want to put a, they might be athletic and long with jump, but I guarantee you put a body on them, it'll be hard for them to get over your back. And even if they get over your back, the ref is going to have to call it because he's going to see you all over his back. So we want to do a good job of rebounding right now, and they're doing a good job of just getting under the board and getting boards right now.
Scoring for the Lincoln Golden Bears, Jamichael Harris with two, Braden Collins with six, Jamichael Shepherd with 11, Ja'Cory Ritten with three, Jackson Thomas with two, and Amari Bell with seven. So, you know, they've distributed around. And they're out of the locker room first. They're ready to get this second half started. Comer Tigers in there, and I'm sure Coach Thatcher's trying to settle this team down. I think they came out with a lot of energy, and that's good on defense. But like you said, you nailed it, buddy. You got to control that on offense.
You do. And if I'm Coach Thatcher, I'm trying to figure out who's going to box out 23, which is Amari Bell. He might have 7 points, but those 7 points are very key. They're very crucial. Every rebound that I've seen, he's going to forget it. So if I'm Coach Thatcher, I got to find a way how I'm going to stop Amari Bell, but also Jamichael Shepherd, man. This guy's playing lights out. He's playing some really good basketball. And you also don't want to sleep on Braden Collins. He's a young man who can play some good basketball, too. So just keep in mind on all those guys, if I'm Coach Thatcher at halftime trying to make adjustments.
I think you need to go in that locker room and do some talking.
Man, I just try to use my knowledge and explain to the viewers or listeners, you know.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back. We're about 3 minutes away from the second half. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Comer Sports Network and B.B. Comer High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network as we are getting ready to start the third period here from B.B. Comer High School. The Lincoln Golden Bears make the short trip down Highway 21. They're coming out of the locker room up 35-16 over our Comer Tigers.
Yeah, very quick trick for them. It's not far at all. Maybe take like maybe 30 minutes on a bus, but they're coming down here to play some basketball. Right now they're on a mission. They're winning the ball game. They're playing, I'm not going to say they're playing great, but they're playing good. So I want to see how both teams can clean their game up, especially if it's B.B. Comer Tigers in the second half.
We'll see the two offensive leaders, Cam Gaddis and Christian Robertson, what they can do. We saw Cam look like he got a little more comfortable closer to the half on those drives. So if he can do that and not only score, but maybe dish it, maybe that's where he can hit Christian in the corner and Christian can hit a three. I feel like that's all Christian needs to get going this game. If he just hit one big shot.
Yeah, even though you score a lot of points in basketball, the basketball game is all about patience, too. So, like, maybe if he started driving to the basket and then everybody draw in on him, that'll free more players up to dish the ball out. But someone start dishing to them, they're going to focus on him, so it'll let him be open. So it's like a risk-reward type thing. So I think whatever you do is going to work out, but he has to find something that's going to help work his game tonight and get better. It's all about getting better tonight.
Caleb Sherum and Ronaldo Riggins have two fouls apiece, and it looks like Sherum gets the short straw, and he has the opportunity to guard Amari Bell. Lincoln will throw it in to start the second half. That's Shepherd with the basketball. He'll hand it off. Three-pointer in the corner is short. But that's Shepherd again. That's got to be his fourth basket, a rebound put back under the goal.
That's what you call those second chance opportunities. You have to know where he's going to be at when the ball goes. You have to know the weak side and the strong side. But in the case right there, he's on the weak side. So you got to know where he's going to be at all times.
Morgan with the basketball. And that's going to be Shepherd with the steal. And that ill-advised bounce pass will be picked up by Colton Sherum. And we got a 3-on-2 on this end. And that's Robertson with a 3. And that ball will go in and out. Shepherd with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Ellis. And Lincoln will set the offense up. Braden Collins to Bell. That's Collins. Three-point shot missed. And Robertson will come down with a rebound. He'll hand it off to Cam Gaddis. Now Morgan on the drive. And he'll miss it. Shepherd, another rebound. And here comes Lincoln. That's Bell. He'll give it to Shepherd. Shepherd in the lane. He'll lose it. And it'll go out. It doesn't go out of bounds, and Cam Gaddis will have it on the other end. He's going to miss the layup. And both players fight for the basketball, and they're going to call a jump ball.
I thought that was a good call right there by the official, make a jump ball call, because both players fight for it out of bounds. And in that case, you don't know who's the ball out on, so it's a very good call to make a jump ball. Good job, official.
Robertson will throw it in under the basket. He'll get it to Israel Duncan. Duncan in the lane. He'll give it to Sherum. Sherum with a fadeaway. He'll miss it. And the ball will go over the Comer bench. And a nice catch by the photographer in the stands. She seemed quite surprised.
Yes.
Comer basketball. Morgan will get it in to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis looking for a screen. He does. He gets the ball in the middle of the paint. He'll get it to Duncan. That was good ball movement.
That was
that
very
time.
Good, very good ball movement.
Duncan picks up his fourth point. Wow, some fancy dribbling and good defense by Isaiah Hall as he'll force the turnover. That was Braden Collins. Went off his leg.
Yeah, there's no point in doing fancy dribbling if you're not going to be able to finish the ball. Be smart.
I'll tell you what, we'll stay right here. 5:37 to go in the third, 37-18. So we're about 2.5 minutes into this third quarter, or period. And each team's only scored 2 points.
Yeah, I kind of still want to see the rhythm of both teams. I mean, both teams know they're very athletic, know what they can do, but at the same time, I still haven't seen each team get to an offensive set yet. They're just kind of getting the ball and going, especially in transition. But I feel like if both teams run their offense, both teams slow down, you'll see better controlled basketball game. That's kind of what I want to see in the second half.
I think that last Comer possession was about the best one, because Cam Gaddis, Sherum gave him the back screen, and Gaddis got the pass in the paint and was able to dish it off to Duncan. We'll see what Gaddis will do. He'll have the basketball. He'll get it to Duncan. And Duncan's shot will be blocked by Bell, and a long pass ahead. But good hustle again. That was Sherum. Good hustle down court, causing the ball to go out of bounds on Lincoln. Gaddis. Robertson, boy, behind the back in the paint. Gaddis. Robertson, left wing. Cross court to Sherem. That ball is going to go out of bounds off of Lincoln. 5 minutes to go in the third. 37-18. Lincoln with the lead. Israel Duncan gets it off the inbound pass. He's in the right corner. He'll dribble in. Hand it to Sherem. And Bell didn't get the block, but he sure did influence that shot. Boy,
big man took it coast to coast.
He did with a spin to finish it. Gaddis. Put it off the glass. Stayed with it. That ball was partially blocked, and he was able to grab it. Morgan with the steal up ahead to Robertson. Robertson will get his 6 point. Heavy defense in the backcourt by the Tigers. And that ball is going to be bounced. Dribbled out of bounds by Lincoln.
Comer did a good job of showing some effort, great defensive effort right there. They made some turnovers made. Lincoln kind of forced some things, and that's what you want to continue to see for B.B. Comer in the third half. The second half, you're going to be successful.
Cam Gaddis. Get it to Robertson. Wow, nice pass down low.
Nice pass right there. He dished it off some and was able to get it to him for 2 points right there.
A near pick by Robertson. Wow, what a shot by Braden Collins. And he was getting held as he.
That was just a good move right there. And the way to finish, I mean, it looked like he was going to make it, but that was a good finish.
Morgan will drive in the lane. Put it up. Nice shot again on this end by Jaden Morgan. His fourth point. Three-point shot Lincoln off the mark, but there's Shepherd with a rebound in the lane. We're going to have a foul on Israel Duncan. That'll be his second. And we do not have number one on the roster. So Riggins with two, Duncan with two, Caleb Sherman with two fouls. That'll send number one Lincoln to the free throw line where he'll hit the front of the rim. We'll take another one of those. .308 here in the third. 41-26. As he'll miss both free throws. Lincoln with the lead. Robertson in the corner to Ronaldo Riggins. Right wing. Now back up top to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis guarded by Collins. We're going to get an offensive foul on Cam Gaddis.
Cam Gaddis did a good job trying to get down to the hole, but you have to be careful and don't lower that shoulder. It's not football, but I know he's very aggressive, but you want to be smart.
Boy, long pass ahead by Lincoln. That'll go out of bounds. And especially when somebody's defending you that hard, somebody around you is open.
Yes, always.
So you got to keep your eyes open to the court. And Cam's a scorer, though. You can't. I'd rather coach a kid like that than anybody.
Yeah.
I'd rather have to pull the reins back than tell the kid, you know, get more aggressive.
It's a mental mistake right there. You want to be smart. You know, you can't move on the baseline. Normally the officials do a good job of telling you when you can and can't move. But you have to be aware.
So a turnover, and Lincoln will have the ball under the basket now. They'll get the bounce pass in. Shepherd will miss it.
Come on, let's go.
Christian Robertson with the rebound. And he'll just take it in the lane. And wow, that was a different looking shot. And it went in and rolled out.
Like he tried the finger roll and layup.
We're going to say that ball is going to go out of bounds on Comer.
Braden Collins just out of control right there. I know he tried to get it to his big man, Amari Bell, but the pass is just not there, so he can't force it.
We got a timeout on the court, 2:13 to go in the third, 41-26. Lincoln with the lead. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
2:13 to go in the third. 41-26. Lincoln with the lead. They'll get it in the lane and a nice block from behind Christian Robertson.
Thought, very nice block.
Thought Amari Bell was going to flush one. Collins with the basketball. He's got Ronaldo Riggins on him. It should be a pretty good matchup.
You know what's coming! You know what's coming!
Speed on speed.
3 seconds!
They get the ball into Bell. And Bell will turn around. Put in it for two. Ronaldo Riggins for three. And Riggins will hit it. A heavy defense, and they're going to get a foul on
Ronaldo Riggins. Did a good job of setting up in the corner for a three over there. I mean, they needed that play. They needed that spark. So that was a good job of recognizing who to throw the ball to and when to take a good selection shot right there.
Israel Duncan will have to come out of the game. That's three fouls. I heard Coach say, get a break, and we're going to get another backcourt foul. Only the second one on Cam Gaddis. I love it when coaches ask players questions and they just look at them like, I said, why are you fouling him? And Cam just gives him that. Really didn't even look at him. Collins with the basketball. He'll be guarded by Robertson. They'll get it into Bell. And Bell's going to be fouled from behind. I believe that's going to be on Swain. Yes.
Yeah, Coach Satcher is getting very frustrated right now. He's trying to tell the referee, it's like Amari Bell's in the lane for like 3 seconds. So that's one thing he want to tell the referee, to kind of keep an eye on Amari Bell in the paint.
Coach Thatcher was doing accounting for him.
Yeah, he was. Felt like he was trying to give a counter lesson.
And Bell will miss the first of two. He'll miss the second of two, and Swain will come away with the rebound, and that ball will go be knocked out of bounds. Comer basketball. Here comes Gaddis. He'll push it to Morgan, and Morgan will hit a three. Comer Tigers picking it up a little bit on offense here in the third. 43-32, 50 seconds to go in the third. Oh. Maury Bell got a nice dish that time, an easy layup.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to dunk it, but he just was very patient, take his time, just laying it up.
Gaddis with the basketball. Get a screen by Morgan. He'll go in and put it on the glass. We're going to get a foul. That foul will be on Braden Collins. Going to be Comer basketball from the baseline. Robertson will throw it in. He's guarded by Shepard. He'll bounce it into Morgan. Morgan. Ill-advised pass will be picked off by Braden Collins, and he'll take it in for the two. And we're going to get Cam Gaddis. Looked determined on that drive.
He's very determined.
Yeah, and he's, and that's going to be Collins on the foul. And we get the ball in. Gaddis to Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins, Morgan in the corner, and that's going to be a foul on Bell, and that's going to be three shots. And now, RJ, this is where your free throws, they're all big, but when you get in the second half, especially where less than a second to go in the, to the fourth, we got the opportunity to hit three free throws right here.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make all three of them. You know, take your time, just breathe, and just shoot the ball. I mean, it's, it can be pressure, but at the same time, pressure will make great players.
And that one, will first shot will go off the side of the rim. We'll take two out of three. Well, we'll take one out of three right now. Jaden will line for his third one, and the third one will go in. Inbound pass will go out of bounds, and that will be the end of three. 47-33, the Lincoln Golden Bears lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, as we start the fourth period from B.B. Comer High School. It's the Lincoln Golden Bears with a 47-33 lead over our Comer Tigers. A little bit better period for the Comer Tigers. 17. They outscored them 17-12 in the third. Lincoln will get it in. That's Collins. He's guarded by Gaddis. And they get the ball inside to Bell. And that's a tough task for Israel Duncan.
Yeah, they did a good job of just getting the ball to him right there in the fourth quarter of the first offensive drive. And know they wanted to get it to him. He posted up, made two easy points. But B.B. Comer just answered right there.
Cam Gaddis with a three, and that gets him into double digits. They're going to get a foul on Lincoln, on Jamichael Ellis. 49-36. Comer's going to throw it in from the baseline. Gaddis, he's looking to go. Makes a nice pass along the baseline. Ronaldo Riggins for three, and that one's wide left.
It looked pretty intense right there, huh?
It did. Israel Duncan. And really, Israel Duncan went to grab the ball, but he reached around him, but kind of the wrong way to do it, because you're going to tie somebody up. You don't want to come from behind to tie the ball up. But they're going to get a technical foul on Israel Duncan, and that'll be four on him.
Yeah, in a game like that, you want to be smart. You just can't afford to have technical fouls like that. You want to be smart. I mean, Lincoln is up 49-36, so you want to be smart. And you don't want to add those type of fouls right there. I mean, those are fouls you can save later on in the ball game.
And you felt a little momentum. A big three-pointer by Cam Gaddis. You had a steal in the backcourt. And then now this, and it kind of resets the game again.
Yeah, that intense was there for sure. I mean, when Cam Gaddis hit a three-pointer, that was kind of like a momentum thing, B.B. Comer needed. So, you know, in the varsity boys game like this, emotions are going to get high, but at the same time, you want to be smart. You want to be disciplined. That's the most thing. That's what it comes down to, discipline and being smart.
And officials are still discussing it. Double text. Did they hit? They didn't hit Duncan with two texts, did they?
No, I think it was a double technical.
They're trying to figure out who had the ball when the technical fouls were called. And it might have been double technicals on Israel Duncan because he has departed the building.
Wow. What you don't want to have in a high school game like this.
No.
It's not a good look. The case right there, you got two double technicals. Just, I mean, if you got to go to the bench, just sit in the locker, waiting your team to come back in. That's not a good sign when you leave your team like that. You know what I mean? It's not a good look for an athlete, especially of a guy who's been not having a great game, but he's done had some key plays and key moments. So that's not a good look when you the guy like that just leaves the building.
Yeah, because I've always kind of argued the point that there is an I in team, because if I don't do my job in the team, it fails. But then the reverse side of that coin is I can also hurt my team. So
You have to be really careful in situations like that.
Very careful.
And you don't want to see you want to see, these are young men that, but you, like you said, you want to see, you said the key word, buddy, discipline. Because that's what you have to have. You have to have self-control and discipline when in situations like that, and especially the player Isaiah Duncan, who picked up the double technicals, was doing the wrong thing on the court. It was, you know, I'd be upset if somebody reached around me and squeezed me to get the ball. I mean, that's a foul at minimum.
Yeah,
without
is.
All the extracurricular stuff.
So they did double take on Israel Duncan.
Mm-hmm. And after they sort it out, it's going to be Lincoln basketball. And they've got a 2-on-1. That's going to be a foul on Christian Robertson. That was Jackson Thomas looking for an easy layup. Thomas will go to the free throw line for two shots. 49-36. Lincoln leads. With 7:13 to go in the game. And Thomas is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. I don't think he's hit the rim yet.
Shooting the ball very high and it's falling right in.
And here comes Gaddis down court. Quickly down court. That foul is going to be on Xavier Ragland. And Comer will throw it in. He'll get in to Gaddis. He'll get a pick. He'll shoot the three. That one's off the mark and fight for a rebound. I think they're going to get 13 over the back.
Somebody has to take the ball out. I mean,
you got one
but it's Lincoln or BB Comer.
Ball, and then you got officials saying white ball. And they didn't call a foul on either player. They just said the ball went out of bounds. Now we're going to get a penalty on or a foul. Sorry, penalty. I was in the wrong sport there for a minute.
Might be still in football season, huh?
Ronaldo Riggins will pick up his third foul. Ronaldo trying to plead his case, but typically that doesn't work. But nice hustle by Ronaldo, and he'll get the errant pass off the inbound. Now Cam Gaddis in the corner. That's Christian Robertson, he'll miss the three-point shot. That'll be rebounded by Thomas of Lincoln. They go down court, missed the layup. That was Ragland who missed the layup. Here comes Robertson. He'll miss it. This has turned into a game of backyard basketball. Kind of sloppy.
Yeah, the referee's doing a good job letting him play right there. But my gosh, I mean, we didn't see no type of nobody scored, nobody getting rebounded, just going back and forth. Get some control, guys. Have a game plan, execute your plays, and just do the plays your coaches are calling for you.
And the ball will go out of bounds. Lincoln basketball. They throw it in under the goal, miss it. Then Bell gets the rebound and misses it, but Ragland will come away with it for Lincoln. They get it in to Bell. He'll miss it. Another rebound, Ragland. Pulled away by Robertson. And Isaiah Hall with a steal. And a good job that time. Isaiah Hall using his body up against a bigger defender.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that play. I mean, Lincoln got the ball three or four times, but at the same time, my man Isaiah Hall said, I'm getting tired of it. Just give me the ball. I'm going to go try to do something, whether I score the ball or not. He did a good job of getting to the basket, drawing the contact.
And he'll go to the free throw line looking for his first point of the game. And he'll hit the first of two. 51-37, Lincoln, 6 minutes to go. Second one in and out. And the ball is going to go off the hands of Bell, and it will be Homer basketball. And at this point of the game, you got to make them pay for that. You get Gaddis will get it in to Robertson in the corner. He'll get it to Gaddis. And Gaddis just throws it up somehow in between players, and it goes in. 13 points for Gaddis. Backcourt pressure. Lincoln will break it. And Isaiah Hall will get his hands. And I'll tell you what, Isaiah Hall, when he's in the basketball game, he gives you a lot.
Yeah, he's going to give you good quality minutes. Think about B.B. Comer, if they keep playing smart and creating turnover, they could make a run in the basketball game.
Shepherd in the lane. That's going to be a foul on Gaddis. That'll be three on Cam Gaddis. And Lincoln will go to the free throw line. And that'll be Jamichael Shepherd. You better miss it. 13 points. He'll miss the first of two. He's now 3 of 5 from the free throw line. And he will hit the second one. 14 points for Shepherd. Robertson will bring it up. And he'll take it in. That's a good job. They cleared it out for him. And that's going to be a foul on Xavier Ragland. Sometimes, RJ, you have to do this. You have to just, like that time, you clear it out, let your man go, and slow this game down. But you got to do exactly what Christian did right there. You got to hit your free throws.
Yeah, you definitely have to do. And that's what good isolation play is. You want to clear out everybody, try to get to the goal and draw a foul. And Robinson did a good job on the drive right there, just getting to the basket.
And he will hit both his free throws. 8 points for Robertson. Bell with the basketball. He'll dish it off to Shepherd. Shepherd's pass will go out of bounds. Comer basketball. And they've got the opportunity to cut this to a single-digit lead with the basket. Hey, 52-41, 5:10 to go here in the fourth. Cam Gaddis to Robertson. And he got hung up in the air, made a bad pass. And Lincoln will come away with it. They'll work it in the corner. And they're going to get Isaiah Hall for a reach in.
I think most players would have reached it. They think they reach for the ball, but sometimes you have to be careful reaching in and get drawing fouls like that. So you want to be very smart when it comes to trying to get the ball. Make sure you're going for the ball.
Looks like Jaden Morgan set to check in. That is number one for Lincoln. It's his first point. He's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Hopefully be 1 of 4. Well, he's 1 of 4 from the free throw line. But there's 14 for Lincoln for the putback. Gaddis misses the layup and a missed layup on the other end for Lincoln.
Hey, PC, PC, move the ball, let's go. Move the ball, PC, let's go.
Robinson, you heard Coach Satcher, they got to move the ball. Time is precious in this basketball game right now. In the corner, Ronaldo Riggins, so get it, Isaiah Hall. Isaiah Hall, left wing to Robertson. Robertson, a little shake and bake, to get it to Morgan. Morgan stops his dribble in the lane. He'll get it back out to Cam Gaddis, and he'll set it up again. Gaddis with a long three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim, and Bell will get the rebound for Lincoln. Gaddis guarding Ellis.
Switch it!
And you kind of got to do that. Robertson picks up his third foul, but it looks like they were going to play a little keep away for a little while.
Yeah, sometimes when they try to do, you got to make pressure. You know, you don't want to be fouled, but at the same time, they're going to keep either swinging the ball, doing dribble handoffs, so you have to create some pressure in order for them not to keep the clock running, because I know in high school basketball, it's not a shot clock, so you can hold that basketball as long as you want, pass as long as you want.
That's been a talk for a long time. And it, in certain instances, yeah, it would be good to have a shot clock.
Yes.
3:25 to go here in the fourth. 56-41 as Ellis will hit the first of two. And he'll hit both his free throws. Here comes Cam Gaddis in high gear. They just let him in, let him go that time. Easy score.
He did a good job of elevating it to the basket. I thought he was going to dunk the ball, but he had a nice little finger roll.
Come on, come on, there.
Ellis with the basketball. He's got Isaiah Hall guarding him.
Come on, JP!
14 for Lincoln. Handed off to one for Lincoln. Now back to Ellis.
Stay here, stay tight, stay tight.
Ellis. Up and under, and even going away from the basket, hit it. Gaddis. To Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins in the lane. Corner. Morgan up top. Wow, three-point shot by Robertson. What they needed.
They were doing a good job of being smart, throwing the ball, being very smart, passing the ball, and they finally, once they knew the shot was open, they dished it off to him, and he was wide open for the three.
2 minutes to go, 59-46, Lincoln. Basket by Lincoln. Morgan with the basketball. And he'll miss it. Isaiah Hall fighting for the rebound. But it'll go into the hands of Bell. That ball's going to be knocked away, but picked up by Lincoln. A three-point shot missed. Morgan with the rebound for Comer. He'll hand it off to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis, long three-point shot. And that'll be rebounded by Lincoln. This one is all but in the bag. That's going to be Christian Robertson, his fourth foul in the backcourt. Stop the clock at 1:10 to go in the ball game. 61-46, Lincoln with the lead. RJ, they got it. They got it close with about 6 minutes to go. They're fixing to get single, cut that lead to single digits. And Lincoln, as Ellis hits his first free throw. He's 5 of 5 from the free throw line. 6 of 6.
Gaddis. Three-point shot missed. Another rebound by Lincoln. Lincoln player slipped on the court, dribbled out of bounds. Comer basketball in the corner. Robertson gets it in to Morgan. Morgan three-pointer. Off the front of the rim, rebounded by Lincoln. Isaiah Hall will pick up the foul about 20 feet down court then for when he really fouled him. And that will put Ellis to the free throw line again. He is 7 of 7. The small things that go a long way. I talk good about him.
Wow, that's his first free throw he missed all night.
Yep. He's 7 of 8. 45 seconds to go, 64-46. Here comes Morgan and the Comer Tigers. Morgan, three-point shot. Off the mark. Rebound Lincoln. And Cam Gass with a steal. Ooh. And Cam Gass will miss it. And he's late. He's on the court. And we got a 3-on-2 and a foul. And I thought Cam Gaddis did get fouled on
He definitely got pushed. I saw it on eyes. I mean, it was pretty obvious, pretty hard, too. Like he was going to go up for a dunk, but a defender pushed him out of the air.
I guess you heard that.
It's okay for referees.
But would have and could have.
Yeah.
Don't mean anything. But especially, you know, referees have a tough job.
They do.
But if you stand there and you say we should have called a foul, and I don't mind a ticky-tacky one, but when a player can potentially risk injury, make sure you call those fouls.
You have to. Especially if it's very obvious.
And that'll send 14 to the free throw line, where he will miss. Great defense down here by the Comer Tigers. It was 5-on-3.
Really good defense.
Because you had Morgan checking on Cam Gaddis, and he'll miss both his free throws. And Swain will take last one heave. 64-46. Lincoln victorious. Let's take a quick break, come back, and we will wrap it up from B.B. Comer High School. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
When it comes to your family's comfort, why settle for less? Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling has been serving Central Alabama communities with honest, reliable service that makes a difference for more than 60 years. From dependable repairs to energy-saving systems, Sleeping Giant will make sure you're comfortable no matter the season. Trust the local experts who treat you like family because your comfort is their priority. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. It's the Lincoln Golden Bears coming into B.B. Comer High School, taking on the Comer Tigers and walking away from here victorious 64-46. RJ, we saw a lot in the girls' game, and we saw a lot in this boys' game. A lot of good things, a lot of not so many good things for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, for the boys' game, it was a very physical game. It got intense as well right there late in the fourth quarter, but that's kind of what you expect in a boys' game. I mean, both teams are good, but both teams still have a lot of things to work on and improve on. But overall, I thought both teams played okay for coming back off for a Thanksgiving break on a Monday night.
Yeah, the Comer Tigers a little sluggish maybe in the first half of this ball game, but they picked it up. They actually won the point scoring in the third. And as we talked about, it got very close to getting this to a single-digit game with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. But Lincoln showed you really how good the Golden Bears are. And they calmed that storm really quick and just cruised to a 64-46 victory.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that B.B. Comer would have won, but I feel like they would have started out how they finished. You know, it would have been like probably a closer game in the second half. In the first half, they were still trying to establish themselves, still trying to score the ball. But late in the second half, they picked it up. They were scoring. They were being patient. And they were just trying to do some things that are going to help them offensively. So next time, B.B. Comer has to have a better start, starting off especially offensively.
15 points for Cam Gaddis. 11 points for Christian Robertson, the two leading scorers for the Comer Tigers. Well, RJ, man, I appreciate you very much, man. I look forward to every game you can do with me, man. You do a tremendous job. You're a blessing to be with, man. And I just feel like a superstar because you know everybody. So if I hang around you, I may be something one day.
Oh, man, I'm just blessed to be able to, you know, be an analyst and get my knowledge to the game. And thank you, Greg. I look forward to each and every game we have. And hopefully we can keep this streak going, man.
So I think we'll be back on air next Thursday night. The Comer Tigers will travel to Fayetteville tomorrow night. And then Silicaga will come here Friday night, and you can catch that game on Mix 106.5. Tomorrow night, I believe the game will be on Kix, and it will be the Fayetteville crew, Radio Alabama Fayetteville crew, covering that game. So, any final thoughts?
Yeah, we know what kind of team that B.B. Comer, they play really good tonight, but we know what they're going to face Friday night. You know, Silicaga, they're very fast. They play physical, and they're going to just trap you, and they're going to try to make you force plays. So, B.B. Comer, tonight is tonight. Just get over this loss. You know, come back tomorrow, rebound. Number one, work on your free throws as well, and just work on things that's going to help you improve. Because Silicaga going to come in, they're going to try to run you off the floor. So, you better be prepared for a good Silicaga team coached by our coach, Joel Jones.
Thank you again, RJ, and thank you to our sponsors, because you are literally the fuel that makes this thing go. To listeners, we really thank you. You are the backbone. You are Comer Nation, and you cannot beat Comer Nation. So, RJ, have a great week, and we'll be back on air next Thursday night.
Look forward to it.
Comer Tigers falling to the Lincoln Golden Bears 64-46. You've been listening to the Comer Sports Network.
You've been listening to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, home of the B.B. Comer Tigers. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Silicaga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Silicaga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Calmer Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.